MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 16, 2025. Beverly City Councilor wins the 6th Essex primary, and 40% of cities and towns are in compliance with 3A. Overcast, windy, high near 50, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:27 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, Beverly at-large City Councilor Hannah Bowen won the Democratic primary Tuesday night in the race to replace 6th Essex State Representative Jerry Parasella. Bowen garnered 2,733 votes, beating Beverly Ward 1 City Councilor Todd Rotondo, who received 2,054 votes, according to unofficial election results. Bowen will now face Republican Medley Long III in the general election on May 13. Long is former president of the Greater Beverly Chamber of Commerce and currently president of Beverly Homecoming. Parasella stepped down this winter to be sworn in as a district judge, opening the seat that represents Beverly and Precinct 1 in Wenham for the first time since he was first elected in 2010. State House reporter Christian Wade is riding ahead of contentious votes in several Massachusetts cities and towns, including Gloucester. The Healey administration is touting new data showing nearly 70 communities are in full compliance with the local zoning requirements of the MBTA Communities Act. Data posted by the State Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities shows at least 68 cities and towns have met the requirements of the four-year-old state law, which calls for local governments to dedicate more land to multifamily housing near public transit. That's nearly 40% of the 177 communities subject to the law. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Newburyport Daily News writer Jim Sullivan reports Sean Gallagher will no longer be pursuing a return to the Garden City of Beverly after withdrawing his name from the list of finalists for the top job at Beverly Public Schools. Reached by phone Tuesday, Gallagher, who is superintendent of the Newburyport Public Schools, called his decision best for himself and his family. It was on Saturday that Gallagher, who has been leading the district since 2018, said he made the ultimate decision to stop pursuing the Beverly position. According to the Lynn Item, at a presentation of the Demakis Family YMCA in Lynn on Monday afternoon, Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker presented the YMCA of Metro North with a sponsorship equating to 100 free Y memberships for middle school students in Lynn. At the sponsorship presentation, which was also attended by Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson, Tucker praised the work of the Y and connected its youth development mission to the work of ensuring justice and public safety in Essex County. And Trevor Meek of the local news of Ipswich is reporting Ipswich Town Manager Stephen Crane has announced that he will be resigning at the end of May to pursue an opportunity in the private sector. Select Board Chairperson Linda Alexson said that the board will immediately begin looking for an experienced outside interim town manager to help manage day-to-day operations and to assist with the search for Crane's permanent replacement. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell in North Shore Sports, St. John's prep lacrosse team moved to a 6-0 record for the season as they came up with a 13-5 win over Bishop Girton yesterday. Manchester Essex edged Linfield 7-5, with three players scoring two goals apiece for the Hornets: Charlie Thurlow, Walker Avelio, and Turner Avelio. Aaron Crompton made 13 saves in net for the winners. In high school softball yesterday, Swampscott topped Lynn English 8-6. The Big Blues' Lauren Fahey and Mia Tringali had big days at the plate. Fahey had two hits and three RBIs, while Tringali had three hits and also pitched four innings. Salem News has named its High School Wrestler of the Year St. John's Prep senior Alex Bohoris of Gloucester. The 6'2", 275-pound horse became a high school All-American this year. Daily News of Newburyport has named Kyle Lasakas as Indoor Track Player of the Year. The Newburyport High School junior is currently participating in spring track. The Red Sox beat the Rays 7-4 last night. Two teams play again tonight in Florida. Bruins lost to the Devils 5-4 last night in their final game of the season. And the Celtics open the first round of the NBA playoffs on Sunday when they host the Magic at the Garden. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.